CZ warns, Trump's hyperliquid plan cannot favor one project. Changpeng Zhao, the Binance founder known as CZ, publicly questioned a reported White House plan to bring the perpetuals exchange hyperliquid onshore to the United States. In comments carried by Cointelegraph on August 20, 2026, CZ said the core issue is fairness in how rules get written. Policy cannot be applied to only one company TR project. The remark lands in a market that is already moving. As of August 20, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $69,419, up 7.9% over 24 hours, while Ether jumped 17.6% at $2,249, and Solana rose 10.3% to $84.84, per CoinMarketCap's snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 55, a neutral reading. A rally does not settle a policy fight, but it sharpens the stakes for any venue that gets a regulatory head start. The objection is about method. Not Hyperliquid CZ did not attack Hyperliquid the product. His argument targets the shape of the policy. Writing a path to the U.S. market around one named project treats regulation as a favor rather than a standard. That approach invites two problems. It gives the chosen venue a timing advantage competitors cannot replicate, and it sets a precedent where access depends on who holds influence at a given moment, rather than on a rule any firm can meet. Hyperliquid runs an on-chain perpetual futures exchange that has drawn heavy volume without a U.S. retail presence. Bringing it onshore would require answers on derivatives licensing, custody, and market surveillance that apply to every derivatives venue, not just one. That is the gap CZ is pointing at. A rule that only Hyperliquid can clear is not really a rule, a familiar tension in the current cycle. The exchange landscape has spent years watching regulators treat similar businesses differently, depending on jurisdiction and timing. CZ has direct experience with the enforcement side of that story. His objection reads as a caution against repeating the pattern in reverse, where selective favor replaces selective punishment, but the underlying problem, unequal treatment, stays the same. For U.S. derivatives, the practical questions are concrete. Would a single project pathway extend to Coinbase's U.S. 500 perps, to offshore venues seeking entry, or to the next protocol with political backing? If the answer is no, the policy is a carve-out. If the answer is yes, then it should be written as a general rule from the start, which is exactly what CZ is asking for. The stakes for traders and platforms, selective onboarding changes where liquidity concentrates. A venue that reaches U.S. customers months before rivals captures order flow, market maker relationships, and mind share that are hard to claw back later. For traders, that can mean tighter spreads on the favored platform in the short term and thinner books elsewhere, which is a real cost, even if the rules eventually equalize. There is also a counterparty dimension. Perpetuals venues hold margin and settle positions continuously, so who gets to operate onshore, under what custody and segregation requirements, matters for user funds. A rushed, project-specific approval risks, skipping the boring safeguards, position limits, reserve rules, clear liquidation mechanics that protect the people actually posting collateral. Those safeguards are the point of a licensing regime, and they only work if they apply across the board. None of this is settled. The reporting describes a plan, not a signed rule, and CZ's comment is an intervention in an open debate rather than a description of finished policy. Real-world markets have been here before with lending and stablecoin regulation, where consistent rules is the recurring demand, whether the subject is a stablecoin card top-up or a derivatives license. The immediate takeaway is narrow. A senior industry figure is on record that U.S. crypto policy should be written for the category, not for a single name.